Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is unbelievable limits. That's Gwyn Gold. Gwyn Gold, that's her stage name, I'll call it.
And now our relationship must end. It's broken now.
This is our music from now on.
Thank you, Gwen.
What's Gwen's title in the office? Do you
Gwyn
know?
Gwyn Gold.
I know that's her name. What's her title? What does she do?
Gosh.
Find out. I know she's a salesperson of some repute.
Teach me not your rules, outlawed.
That's okay, limits.
Oh, don't. No, you should know that.
No, I shouldn't. I'm sorry, Hokie. We're wasting your time bickering again. How are you? Still good over there? Where's Hokie?
Well, why can't we hear Hokie?
What happened? Hokie, turn off the mute button. Hokie? Something's gone horribly.
Let me see if I can connect Hokie differently.
It's gone horribly wrong. We're going to talk about this cross-country trip that the Browns had to take on a short week, whether Hokie thinks that'll make any difference. Now, Hokie, you can see him is in a panic in his office limits.
Let's
now
get
he's
him
gone.
Off. Yeah, let's take
gone.
Him off the panic there.
And I want to ask him about how you deal with Myles Garrett, too, because whatever they did last game didn't work. And that's an understatement. I think T.J. Watt's going to be the star of this game myself. I don't care what anybody says. It's a team game. But there are individual rivalries within it, and this is one of them. And Myles Garrett outshone TJ in a big way in that game. And I think the tables are going to turn here. Limitless wonder. Do you?
I agree. I think TJ will be a huge, huge factor in this game, at least two sacks. And like, what were they saying on Hard Knocks?
Mike Tomlin
was
four.
When
I'm serious. I think four sacks. Four sacks and a 34-13 Steeler win. That's
Hokie's
what I'm
back.
Saying. Hokie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Listen, that's a big prediction. I think that T.J. Watt's going to show up in this game. Listen, and just the way – I think the way that Myles Garrett responded after the game in the post-game interview, to me, it's you never want to – it was a little disrespect to T.J. Watt. I know it was emotion, and I know he was excited with the kind of game he had and the kind of game that T.J. Watt had, but listen, man, TJ Watt's an animal, and you don't want to, you know, fire that animal up any more than he already is. And I think TJ Watt's going to have a game this week. And like I said before the break, Starkey, I think some of those sacks he got, I don't think it was just, I mean, it was actually, I don't think it was Dan Moore Jr.'s fault per se for every single one. So I think Dan Moore Jr. is going to be motivated to go out there and shut him down this game.
Well, what did they try to do in that game? It looked like a lot of chipping, some double teaming. I mean, what can they do to improve their performance against Myles? Anything?
Well, listen, the reality is this. Like, they got to be better on the chip. If you remember when he had his first sack, Dan Moore Jr. was in good position. I believe it was Jalen Warren came up and he chipped him. It wasn't a great chip. If you watch when teams chip, or add into the and helping a tackle block TJ Watt. I mean, it's a physical, it's a slowdown. They're stopping the momentum of TJ Watt. With Myles Garrett, it wasn't a heavy chip. And when Jalen bumped Myles Garrett. It put him right on the outside hip of Dan Moore Jr. And so it put Dan Moore Jr. at a disadvantage right away. You've seen before in the past when running backs have come out and they've chipped T.J. Watt, and the chip was a little heavy, and it allowed him to get on the inside hip of a tackle, and it gave him prime position and a lane to the quarterback. That's what happened there. When he popped him, he put him on the outside hip of Dan Moore Jr. He couldn't recover and put him right on the track to the quarterback. The second one was just a great play. I mean, Russ Wilson, protect the football, right? Protect the football. I mean, step up in the pocket. There was an escape lane, and that wasn't on Dan Moore Jr. Dan Moore Jr. had him rushing upfield. It just, if Russ would have protected the football, that wouldn't have been a sack fumble. And then the other one wasn't it wasn't even on Dan Moore Jr. It was on Zach Frazier. Great play. It was a stunt coming across the middle. Great hands out front from Myles Garrett. A nice little neck, knocked the hands down, put the foot and the feet in the ground, came around, had a sack. So I don't believe that was all Dan Moore Jr. I think it was just circumstance, and it'll be a much different game come Sunday at 1:00.
How do you deal with Jameis? What's sort of your mindset going in? Do you have to figure you're going to get some opportunities defensively that for some picks, right?
There's no question. This guy has the supreme confidence. He thinks that he's going to throw the ball and thread the needle on every single play. And he gets lucky sometimes and does thread the needle. And sometimes, as you saw in last game, 2 pick-sixes, 3 interceptions. He's going to give you the ball. So be patient, right? Play your technique. Don't take chances, right? Play your technique. Let your technique make plays for you. He will throw you the football. And so that's what you got to understand as the Steelers, right? It's just getting going out there and doing your job, and the ball will come to you because that's the kind of player he is. He'll make phenomenal throws, and then he'll make bad throws because he thinks he can put it in places where nobody else can, because that's how much confidence he has. And so just wait for your opportunities. They'll come.
Hokey, I think it's going to be a big Steeler win. I thought the game in Cleveland was basically the Browns Super Bowl. And I thought the Steelers win the game if they don't make the head-scratching decision to not have their starting quarterback in the game trying to seal it with a pass on 3rd and 4. So I predict a 34-13 Steeler win. How about you? What's the score going to be, and who's going to be the star of the game?
I think it's going to be a much closer game than that, Starkey. I really do. And listen, we talked about this. If I can go back to this, the games after the Steeler-Ravens game, right? The Steelers and the Ravens too. The Steelers struggle after playing the Ravens. And the Steelers played on a short week going up to Cleveland where they already struggle. It was the cards were stacked against them. The football gods were against the Steelers in this one, and it played out that way. In this game coming up, I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a hard-fought game. I think that that Nick Chubb's going to have a good game against the Steelers. It's gonna be a back and forth game, and the Steelers are gonna pull it off. I would say 24-20, but they're gonna win. T.J. Watt is going to have a sack fumble in the fourth quarter that is gonna pull the Steelers ahead for good.
Very interesting. How would you sum up Russell Wilson's emergence here? As he's looking like the old Russell Wilson. What comes to mind as you watch him play, Hokie?
He makes all the throws, and he's doing a good job of orchestrating that offense, getting everybody lined up. But I just love how he's distributing the ball. You take away George Pickens, he's going to throw the ball to Skowronek. You're going to take away Freiermuth, he's going to throw it to the big fella, the big rig. Can you imagine Starkey being in the defensive backfield and trying to tackle Darnell Washington?
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me? I mean, he'd break your face. I mean, back when you play with leather helmets, I mean, he would literally break your face, right?
Ron. So Ron actually did play.
I know. There's so many weapons on this offense, man. And Russ Wilson sees the field, and if they're taking away one guy, one weapon, he has the ability to go through his progressions, get the ball out, and he's not afraid to dump it, right? Earlier when he was starting in the beginning, he was looking for that moon ball a little too much at times, and where they struggled in halves. But now he's just taking that check down when the defense gives him the check down and not forcing the ball down the field. And if he continues to play this way, the Steelers are going to be very, very tough over the next month.
What happened to Mike Williams? I mean, it didn't matter last week. They had a million yards, but he hasn't been targeted once since his touchdown catch. What's going on there, and will he reemerge here?
Well, that touchdown catch was his only target of that game, right? And so I just think Coach Tomlin, he always says it's hard to get on a moving plane, a moving train, right? And, you know, guys were moving, but he's there. I think he may get some play this week. You know, Calvin Austin, he's in the protocol. You know, I guess, you know, it was reported that he practiced yesterday. So we'll see what happens there. But at some point, they're going to need him. If they are going to go into the playoffs and go deep into the playoffs, so people think injuries happen and you're going to need depth. And so to have Mike Williams available is huge, because he's a guy who can step in and allow them to, you know, if they need him, if it needs Calvin Austin to sit down this week, they can do that and not skip a beat.
I think this is a big game. Well, maybe not, now that I say that. I was just about to make a grand proclamation. But is T.J. Watt still a heavy favorite, Limits? Can you look that up? I know he's the favorite. Is he still a heavy favorite? He's tied with Max Crosby in tackles for loss, Hokie. He's got three passes defensed. He leads the league in forced fumbles. His sacks are a little bit down. I think he's well on track here for Defensive Player of the Year in spite of that, because even though, you know, he's not really on pace for one of those 19, 20 sack seasons, A, that could change in a hurry. B, he's only two off the lead.
Still the heavy favorite.
Okay. Still the heavy favorite to be defensive MVP, you're saying?
Yeah, minus 250.
Defensive player of the year.
The thing is, you cannot deny that he's had a huge impact on many, many games. He's been the reason why the Steelers have won several games this year. Teams are doing a better job of not allowing him to take over games. Some teams have done it better than others. And I'll tell you what, it's tough as a defender when they're keying on you, when they're chipping on you, when they're blindsiding you, to keep coming. And I think there were a couple games there when it wore on him a little bit, but he kept coming, and you saw him respond with two sacks and a sack fumble. It created a takeaway for the Steelers. I still think that the story is being written. This guy is relentless. He's mentally tough. He's built for this. And so the story is going to crescendo as we head into the playoffs. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, that's a subplot to this game. Garrett is fourth in the odds right now, so he must be looking at this as, you know, his puncher's chance if he goes out and has some ridiculous game to move up. And I would imagine, I don't know, you know, that it's on TJ's mind so much, but he's got to know that a huge game would give him a step up here. And it's his award to lose.
I don't think he don't think he cares. I think he wants the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think TJ Watt, he's won the awards. Those awards are going to come as they win. I don't think he's focused on defensive MVP. I think he's focused on what can I do to help our team win. He just wants a Super Bowl ring. I mean, that's what, you know, Cam Hayward, Super Bowl ring. That's what these guys want right now. That's what would put a cherry on top of their career and an exclamation point on these careers. And so that's what he's focused on right now. If they go into the playoffs and they're winning, it's going to be because TJ Watt has a big part in that. As you saw, he was a big part of the Steelers win against the Bengals. And so that's what I think he knows that process can happen. He doesn't lose sleep on the little things. He's focused on how he's going to help the Steelers win ball games.
Hokie, you're a wonderful man. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate you, brother. Hey, when are we going to sing Christmas carols?
We're going to cut an album here. Myself, Donnie Football, and Limits are doing a pump.
Pump going to be part of that?
Yeah, part-time pump, we call him.
He's got the best voice of everybody, doesn't he?
Speaks for itself.
I tell you what, that's like professional. I mean, I tell you what, I'm surprised that he went into the TV studio and didn't go on to the stage.
Oh, I'm being serious. I mean, he could make money as an Elvis impersonator. He's that talented. So yes, of course.
You ever seen like his TikToks or his social media posts when he's dancing
in the middle of the field?
Yes, I have. He's going to, of course, be on the Malzi Christmas album. Best. And if you would do, like Donnie was going to do a dramatic reading of "Twas the Night Before Christmas," perhaps that would fit your niche a little more. Are you up for singing or a dramatic reading? Either one.
You and I doing a duet.
Okay. We'll fit Cookie into duet, a duet, perhaps. Okay?
Yeah. We got your Cookie on there as a special guest.
The 12 days appearance. The 12 days of Cookmas we could do?
Yeah.
Something. There it is. Thank you, Hokie.
Oh, Cookie's the best. All right, guys. Have a great week.
See you. Very nice drop there. Limits. Cookie from up from the top rope there was unbelievable. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills. No, I didn't want that one. No more of that. The floating Ron head laughing. Where does that come from? Zangrilli from out of nowhere?
That's right.
How does that fit the theme here?
Because you love Ron and Ron loves you.
Oh, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South. I'd like to be where Ron is right now, I can tell you that.